Today, we'd like to see the title of Be Merciful to Me in Psalms 56 and 57 to another world people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three questions. Question 1, in chapter 56, verse 4, in God I will praise His word. In God I ever put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Question 2. In 56, verse 8, you number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? And 57, last question, verse 7, my heart is steadfast. O God, my heart is steadfast, repeated. I will sing and give praise. What does it mean, and how has David changed it from problems to joy? And how can you apply it to our life? Chapter 56, to the chief magician, said to the silent dove in distant lands, Miktam of David, when the Philistines captured him in Gath. King James Version, chapter 56, to the chief magician upon Jonath Elam Lekokim, Miktam of David, when the Philistines took him in Gath. So, Miktam means like to cover sentimentally. Jonath Elam Lekokim means the silent dove in distant lands. So, David composed Psalm 56 like a silent weeping dove in distant lands to cover his fervent prayer to the Lord when he was escaped to Gath in Philistines from pursuing Saul. First Samuel chapter 21, verse 12 up to 15. Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath in Philistine. So he changed his behavior before them, pretended madness or insane in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gates, and let his saliva fall down on his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, look, you see, the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me? Have I need of a madman that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? New King James Version, chapter 57, the title over there, to the chief magician said to do not destroy Miktam David, and he plied from Saul into Kabir. But King James Version, 57, to the chief magician, Al-Takish, do not destroy Miktam of David when he fled from Saul in the cave. Takish means to do not destroy. So David composed the Psalm 57 to cover his fervent prayers to the Lord not to destroy himself from his pursued position in Engedi. So Engedi's video click on, you may see. So that background is 1 Samuel 24:3-6. So he came to the sheepfolds by the road, where there was a cave, and Saul went in to attend to his needs. David and his men were staying in the recesses of the cave. This is the day of which the Lord said to you, "Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, and you may do to him as it seemed good to you." And David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Now it happened afterward that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe. And he said to his man, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." Psalm 56 verse 1, "Be merciful to me, give compassion or forgiveness to me, O God, for men would swallow me up." David was among Philistines, among whom Goliath had been killed by David. Psalm 56 is similar to these circumstances of Psalm 34:4. "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord redeemed the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned." Before the king of Achish of Gath, then fighting all day he oppressed me. Verse 2, "My enemies would hound me all day." David's enemies would pursue him all day. "For there are many who fight against me, O Most High." So ask the Lord. "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Whenever fears come," David is eager to trust in God. "In God I will praise his word as well as him." So praise God, his word, as well as him, as well as God. "In God I have put my trust. Upon trusting God, fear disappears. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?" David is not able to handle the problem, but sees it in God's perspective and turns it to God in prayer. Turns it to God in prayer. Begins to meditate God's power and meditates various divine characters. People can inflict pain, suffering, or death, but they cannot destroy our soul. Matthew 10:20. "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. Not fear man, but the holy fear of God." Verse 5, "All day they twist my words." That's why we don't like sometimes to be counseled man rather than by God. "All their thoughts are against me for evil." Verse 6, "They gathered together. They hide, they mark my steps. When they live in wait for my life, they together hide and watch their steps in order to kill him." 7, "Shall they escape by iniquity?" Iniquity should be punished by God. "In anger, cast down the peoples, O God, punish them justly." Get even in the Old Testament time. Verse 8, you numbered my wanderings. God counted David's wanderings while fleeing from Saul. Put my tears into your bottle. God's understanding me is much more than any other's understanding. Matthew 10:21-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. My tears into your bottle. God remembers my tears of joy, sorrow, or grief, which he have in other minds, emotion, or motive. Are they not in your book? For the believers, the record of sin is clean as long as they are in Christ, living after the Spirit. Repented sin is clean, not remember, but is the believers, the first is spiritual works, all spiritual works are remembered, holy words. Repentant sins all clean. But for the wicked or unbelievers, their books are open. They are judged out of the things that are written in the books, whatever they be. So Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. 1 John 1:1. If you confess our sins, he is faithful just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hebrews 10:15-17. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he has said before, this is a covenant that I will make with them. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their heart, and in their minds I will write them. Then he had their sin and their wickedness deed I will remember no more. So that was the we can see verse 9. When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. Upon David's fervent prayer, his enemies run away, because God is for David. Who can be against David? Romans 8:31. What then shall he we say in response to this thing? If God is for us, who can be against us? 12. Vows made to you are binding upon me. O God, I will render praises to you. In the Old Testament time, believers like David make a unilateral, irrevocable promise with God. Render praise to you. The vow is to give a praise to God. Because, for you have delivered my soul from death, have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. Because God is going to deliver David from death and his feet from stumbling, that he may walk before God in light of life, not death. So David vows to give a praise to God. God, you will be my help, my strength. 57, this one is in Gedi, you know, the cave area. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. David fled to a cave from Saul in the area of En-Gedi. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge. Where is it? That is his mercy and his truth. In verse 3, this calamity have passed away. David was facing calamities in pursuit situation for his life. Verse 2, I will cry out fervent prayer for delivering David. Here, verse 2, I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. Verse 3, He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up, Selah. God from heaven delivers me, and he rebukes those who try to swallow David. Selah, pause to meditate. God shall send his mercy and his truth, that is the shadow of God's wings, which is his refuge. Then verse 4, My soul is among lions, pursuers of bears are like a bunch of shaggy lions. I lie among the sons of man. The pursuers are the followers of a soul, not of God, who are set on fire, set a trap to burn out David, whose teeth are spurs and sours, cruel criticizes, or jokes, or jests. Their tongue sharpened, verbal cruelty. To David. David did not turn inward to self-pity or outward to hateful words. David avoided that, but abhorred to God. See it in his perspective and talk with God about it in this matter, this issue. Ephesians 4:5. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting or joking, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. 2 Timothy 2:14. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Titus 3:9. But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Verse 5, Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Glorify God above the heavens and all the earth. God's glory is highest, not competitive with any others. Verse 6, They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. My soul is grievous. They have dug a pit before me. They were digging pits, and then they would cover over the pit. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Salah. But they have fallen in their own traps that they have laid for David. Verse 7, question 3. My heart is steadfast or fixed. O God, my heart steadfast. I will sing and give praise. That's question 3. My other is undivided heart, single-minded heart to the Lord. Many times my heart is divided toward many desires, my desires, than towards God's will. Psalm 86:11. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk, I will live in your truth. United my heart to fear your name. Holy fear. To have a holy fear. United, single-minded. When confronted with verbal attacks, avoid contention and steadfastly or single-minded, undivided-mindedly. See them in God's perspective, with confidence in His mercy and truth, and talk with Him about them. Verse 8, Awake my glory, awake flute and harp, I will awaken the dawn. David wakes up in the dawn from sleeping, playing flute and harp to praise God. In verse 9, I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, I will sing to you among the nations. David praises God among peoples and nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. His mercy and his truth is the shadow of his wings. Where is David's place of refuge? Praising God, glorifying God, or leaping up him. Verse 11, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. God is glorified above all the heavens and the earth. We covered all three questions. Let us sing all together Maranatha song, the on bulletin, last one.